As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will he let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. The Mets are a lot better than the Phils, a little better than the Phils, or not better than the Phils. The winner, a little better than the Phils at 44.9, followed by a lot better than the Phils at 30.2, and then not better at 24.9. You can hear game two of the series tonight. Chris Sanchez versus
Griffin Canning.
Griffin Canning, who is a reclamation, another reclamation project.
Yeah, former first-round pick out of UCLA. Yeah. But, again, the stuff will not wow you tonight. He'll shut him down for six innings, and
right,
we'll be frustrated.
Right?
Hey, that's what we do.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Speaking of frustrated, Mavericks fans have been pretty frustrated ever since their general manager, Nico Harrison, traded Luka Doncic. At the very least, the fourth best player in the league, you know, yeah, the top three probably.
Yeah, I would say.
For what's his name? Anthony Davis, who's 31 and always injured, and one first round pick.
Got injured again in the final playoff game.
Yes, and injured as soon as he got there in the first game he was there. And fans have been really, really, really mad, chanting fire Nico at every game. I actually kind of feel bad for the current Mavs players who have nothing to do
right
with it, but a lot of ire toward Nico Harrison. So Nico Harrison did a roundtable with reporters where it wasn't off the record, but you weren't allowed to record anything, which is the first dumb move. Because if you want to have an off-the-record roundtable with them where you can talk to them, maybe try to influence them, but they can't talk about it, that I would understand. But if you're going to speak, you should be recorded when you speak. Otherwise, it looks like you're scared of talking.
Right.
So he gets ripped for doing that, and the quotes come out, decides to do a press conference. And man, that just didn't go any better at all. Is this the one where he didn't know how mad the fans would be? Is that what this was? Oh, this is so good.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
There's something wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
There is. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah. There's no way he really believes that.
Not anymore. He has to know it was a mistake.
Yeah.
He has to know he screwed up.
Yeah.
He has, even if you, I'm on the side, I'm not a big Luka guy. Mm-hmm. I'm on the side where if they are.
Another just.
Well.
Another bad take. I mean, yeah.
Well,
you
whatever.
Luka's great.
He's a great player. But here's my point. If you are running that organization and you see him behind the scenes and you know his body's going to break down and you decide you're going to trade him, I can get behind that. You can't. This trade, you could call any team in the NBA and offer Luka for their player,
right,
and they're at the very least not going to hang up on you. The best players in the NBA, you call for Giannis, you call for Jokic, you call for Wemby, you call for any of these. They're
Jared
not.
McCain.
What's that?
Jared McCain.
Jared McCain. Mm-hmm. Well, you could. Whoever you wanted, you could call for. You don't call for 31-year-old, always injured Anthony Davis. That's it.
What else did they get?
Nothing. They got one pick.
Like maybe one pick.
They got one pick and another. I forget who the other player was, but it's.
Oh, they got Max Christie.
Max Christie. That's right. Like
Spartan Dog.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with this guy, and you just have to fire him to save him, save yourself at this point. They have to fire him.
Yeah, even if it wasn't his idea, which it probably was, because I can't imagine an owner. Who just recently purchased the team somehow
decided to go trade
the franchise player who just had you in the NBA Finals a year ago.
Right.
Yeah, some basketball guy thought he was smarter than everybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm going to jump ahead of this thing, trade Luka because I can't control him, meaning I can't get him to do what I want him to do and train the way I want him to train. And I'm tired of it. That's really what happened.
Yes.
You basically felt like you exhausted all your sort of methods to try to control him. I still think back to last year when they won the Western Conference Finals.
Against Minnesota.
And Michael Finley took the beer
out of
Luka's
hands. Yeah.
When they're celebrating. Dude, we just won the conference finals to go to the NBA finals. Let me have a damn beer if I want one.
That's not the beer. That's not the time that it's a problem after you win the Western.
Yes.
Yeah, like, and if they had.
And Luka still wanted to be there. He wanted to be in Dallas. He didn't ask to be traded.
If they got Giannis and a first-round pick. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, but geez, Louise, is there another quote? Isn't there? There's one more.
Shouldn't be fired?
Oh, right. And so they ask him if he should be fired. But the other thing is, don't admit that you didn't know what a big deal it was.
Exactly. What type of dumb answer was that?
Say, you know what? I knew it would be a big deal, but I thought it was the right thing for the organization.
Right.
And ultimately, I thought I would have been proven right. Okay, so.
Yeah. Also, how could you not?
Exactly. How could you not know how big of a deal it is?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, the Mavericks, he's the, since Dirk, you know, he is the most.
Yes.
So then somebody asked him why shouldn't you be fired?
Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there, and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end.
By the way, you can be judged by the injuries if you trade for an injured guy, and then you're basing your other team on a 31-year-old, always injured guard. Kyrie's always injured.
Well, first of all, you basically ran Kyrie into the ground because you asked him to do more.
Right, right.
Right? Like, when I mean, Kyrie was on a tear, but Luka should be the one driving the team. If LeBron had to go out there and play to that level every night, LeBron would end up injured.
Sure, of course.
So you need you need Luka to take the pressure off the older guy.
This guy, they just got to fire him.
By the way, how soft are Dallas fans? You know, he said we don't get booed at our job. We can line people up to boo us here.
Absolutely. We could definitely get booed
at
ours.
And like you said, you're talking about two players that have an injury history.
Right. As the
and Kyrie and Anthony Davis
as the cornerstone.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't blame me for the injuries. Well, you know. Yeah.
Now that might be. I don't.
Just got to fire him.
I'm wondering what was a worse trade. I can't think. Think of a worse trade.
It's the worst trade in the history of professional sports. It's the worst trade in the history of professional. There's not a worse trade.
Yeah.
Even the Ricky Williams trade. You know, that one. Was it Ricky Williams?
No, right. Yeah, it was Ricky Williams.
Where they traded all the draft picks for, you know.
Yep.
Well, was it the Herschel Walker one?
The Herschel Walker trade.
Well, that's the other one. Yeah, Herschel Walker. That's with Jimmy Johnson.
Right, right.
That's how they built the Cowboys.
Maybe the Herschel Walker trade, maybe that's on the close to the list.
But even then, that was the worst part was Minnesota trading for Herschel.
Right.
It wasn't Dallas getting rid of Herschel. It was what Minnesota gave up. And again, Luka's 25 years old.
Right.
I can't get past that.
I mean, it's up there with the Babe Ruth thing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he
sold him to the Red Sox.
You see, Jason Kidd said, people are comparing this to Babe Ruth. I think that's pretty cool. And we're like, you know which side of the trade you're on, don't you?
Oh, no. Believe me, Jason Kidd was not in favor of this.
He couldn't have been.
There's no way.
There's no way.
He had to think he was getting pranked.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead. Ha, ha, ha. Trade Luka.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think they brought it out as he didn't know about it.
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah, which I also find it hard to believe. I'm just saying, there's no way Jason Kidd went along with this.
Yeah, go ahead. You're right, Jack. He probably thought it was a joke. It's like, oh, yeah, Nico, go trade him. Yeah, sure. Go trade Luka. Go trade Luka for, Anthony
We're
Davis.
Trading for who?
Yeah, Anthony Davis. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You trade Luka. Oh, who did we get back?
Yeah.
We got back some young superstar, Anthony Edwards? No.
So that's a bad trade.
Yeah.
A
good trade would be trading your car right now going to Colonial Hyundai. Come on.
Oh, Fritz.
Oh, man. They're going to hook you up now. The lowest possible price for your brand new Hyundai up until April 30th. I love John Ashdale. Their cars are. Love them. Love the team at Colonial. Been part of the Colonial family for years. And in celebration of their grand reopening, their beautiful new dealership, Hyundai has sent them over 200 brand new Hyundais to sell to you at the lowest possible price. Lowest possible price. A very special selection of Hyundais. So you want an Ioniq 6, the EV? They got it. You want a Palisade? They got it. You want a Kona? They got it. Jack, I don't like the way you're laughing at me right now.
I know, because you think that we were talking. We weren't talking about
you. He doesn't know what we're
yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
You keep, yeah. We're laughing. Okay. You're doing a read. It's all right, not about
all right.
You.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. But I could sense that you
felt
like,
when you're in a room, it's like you're in an elevator with somebody and they're laughing. You're like, what are you laughing at?
And then I started feeling bad for you, and that's why I started laughing more.
Okay, all right. Okay. Anyway, back to Colonial.
Yes.
You want the lowest possible savings. You can't waste any time because it's first come, first served. The locked-in savings for you until April 30th, but when the cars are gone, they're gone. And they're going to help you out with price as well. Because until April 30th, they're going to get you the best financing anyone's going to get you, 0%. Every new Hyundai from Colonial comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance, also going to save you money. America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, also going to save you money. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. It's just like, makes me self-conscious when you're both laughing.
Well, you're actually fine. I'll tell you at the break.
No, it's fine.
No, it'll be funny to you too as well, because it's really me.
Okay.
In my hearing.
Okay.
Yes.
Really. All right. Yes. 215-592-9494. Oh, okay, Andrew. You're on WIP.
Hey,
what
draft
it do? Guy. Well, what's going on?
What it do? Okay.
What it do, okay?
Hey, to Stewardess Jim, I mean, loser's a big statement when you guys haven't won since before I was born. So, and top five caller, do you even call the Dallas station?
Well,
our
station.
I know. They're great.
Rent free.
Is that our station?
Well, ours. Is.
I know.
We do have a station.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
The other one sucks.
Sean and RJ are great.
Yeah. The fan is good.
Yeah,
the
they're great.
Ticket
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on the actual content, right? There's 2 days until we can actually stop making up stories about our football team for content.
All right, screw you, loser. Get out of here.
Wait, what happened?
No, he's talking about us making up stories for content. Look, okay, I got, yeah, I got news for you. Like, you are a guest in our home.
That's right.
You're a guest in our home.
Yeah, let's lay down a law.
We're allowing you to come up and give your made-up draft opinions. Like, let's not act like you're sitting there just like grinding tape, like you're some sort of college football expert. We give you this opportunity, and you come on, and the first thing you do is talking about us making things up.
Wow.
It's like you want to be on our show. Do you see what I'm saying?
Wow, okay. I'm surprised you went down that road.
I could see it in his face when he was there at Chickie's the other day with his hat backwards and all his friends watching him. It's like,
so let me ask you this.
Big
Mike.
Dog, chill out.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Fritz.
Okay.
Is this a Fritz thing?
No.
In which way? No, like he planted it?
No, no. Oh. Because I think OK Andrew believes Fritz mocks him.
He does.
Undermines him and doesn't respect him.
He does.
So
three for three.
I'm wondering.
But he came at the whole show.
I know, but I'm wondering if it's really driven by Fritz.
Well, it's funny when he attacks me.
Yes.
But I think there's a little, I'm getting a little, smelling a little too big for his britches.
Because why would he do this?
Well, he did it.
Because I think he's getting a little cocky.
Yeah. I don't think he knows what we do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That was a bad move.
Yeah, not
because
really.
He slipped it in there Friday.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't even hear it.
Well, I thought we talked about this morning, about the AJ thing.
Off the air. I didn't hear him say anything on the air.
Okay, well, never mind then.
Yeah, he was saying the AJ stuff off the air. And I said to him, I was like, dude, we have report one, report two. All we're doing is talking about it. We're not getting on the air saying, true, true, true. We're getting on the air saying, right. Would you?
Right.
That's just the question. We're right. Talking about sports every day for 4 hours.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So this guy calling, making up stories, shut up.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
Yeah, come on, okay.
Yeah, like, I love you, bro. If we're up to Jack.
Yeah, you wouldn't even. You wouldn't see the day of light.
We're trying to turn you into something here.
Light of day.
Light of day.
Both are ships.
Yeah.
Again, like okay on the air, off the air, on the air, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Really disappointed
him. Disappointed him right there. Yeah, that's.
You give what's the saying? You give him an inch,
you take a mile.
Yeah, man.
He's suspended for the rest of the week.
On draft week?
Yeah, he's suspended.
Well, I mean, tomorrow's Wednesday. With no show. And then.
Oh,
yeah. Will you let us do what we do?
Yeah, let me suspend him.
Yeah, let him cook.
Suspended. Upheld. Agreed. 215.
Man, that pissed me off.
It did.
You don't like that one.
And that's why I'm like, you probably shouldn't have went down that road, buddy.
Well, he's just becoming like the typical loser hater who has nothing else to say. Like the you make up stories is the WIP version of your dad got you your job. Like for me, when I hear that.
You're channeling your OK Andrew energy towards also the local beat writers.
Well, but I said it directly to the beat writers yesterday.
I know.
You know, it's like we have never made up a story and just talked about it.
Oh, did you see the one theory that...
Never.
Did you see the one theory out there online that...
What?
Us and EEI were in cahoots?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm constantly calling EEI.
To make up an AJ rumor?
Yes.
That was the first. I'm like... That's above my pay grade if that's happening, because I know I wasn't in a meeting with anybody.
Yeah, do you understand how much collaboration you're expecting? I hardly talk to anybody but these two guys here. Then I'm on the phone with Mike Thomas and Ken at friggin' EEI and go, do you know what you should do? Have Fitzy.
Yeah, you planned this one.
Yeah, have Fitzy say this, and then we're going to say this.
We're not that smart.
Yeah. We're just not that collaborative. Yeah.
Well, you're smart. You're smart. Dumb.
We're right.
Yeah, right.
But we don't collaborate with anybody. We only collaborate with each other.
Yeah.
We don't even talk to the other shows here.
No.
Yeah, we don't even collaborate with our own.
And frankly, don't want to.
No. Oh, I'm so mad. So mad.
Tough luck.
Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Ed.
What up, Ed?
So when I was listening to your top five at five, Jack, about the hills that Ike has died on, I was kind of thinking of the process hill that I and other processors have died on, and I just had a question for Spike.
Yes.
The Jason Thompson, Carl Landry, Nick Stauskas trade wasn't part of the whole rights to Ricky Sanchez, because I know there was like rights to international players in that. Or
No. The actual rights to Ricky Sanchez trade was Billy King, I believe, his final trade for the Sixers. They ended up trading the rights to Ricky Sanchez to Miami for Sam Young. That's when we got it. But I believe he obtained the rights to Ricky Sanchez at one point. So there you go.
Sam Young from USC?
Yeah, he was on Memphis. We traded the rights to Ricky Sanchez for Sam Young. Yes. So that was not part of the Stauskas trade.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's... Sitting on hold, thinking about what Tobias is doing now at Detroit, and you're just thinking about what could have been, but like in the height of the process, I mean the Kings effectively said, take all these players eat the salary, and we'll give you potentially two first-round picks.
Yes, that was a bad trade. Oh, you're talking about bad trades? Yeah, that was a horrible trade.
It was a good trade for the Sixers, not for the Kings.
Yeah, it was a great trade for the Sixers. The Sixers were in a position where, when you're not trying to win games, it's easy to win trades like that, but it was a horrible trade for the Kings. The Kings were the team that you wanted to do deals with if you wanted a team to make a bad deal for a while. Mm-hmm. And by the way, yeah, I can understand seeing Tobias seeing Tobias on the Pistons and being frustrated. If Tobias was on the Sixers this year, the year would not have gone any differently. So, you know, it wasn't like the big missing key to our success this year.
Yeah, and real quick on the draft, and I thought it was interesting when Howie was saying, like, oh, we don't have 32 first-round grades on this guy. I think you kind of have to take that literally for what it's worth. I think there's some gamesmanship in there. He's not necessarily saying that there's not enough guys to fit 32 first-round grades. He could have 50 first-round grades, and so it's just like, hey, come to us if you want this
ultimately, Ed, thank you for the call. It doesn't matter if he has 32 first-round grades. They have the 32nd pick,
right?
Like it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, the round thing is I don't know if it meant. If there's a player they like at 32, they'll take him. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of gamesmanship there as well. I agree. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
The issue wasn't Nola, and it wasn't about the bats being cold most of the night. The issue is, why is Bryce Harper trying to play hero ball? And what's his favorite color, Mike and Ike?
Spike Gammons.
Spike Gammons.
I don't like the Mike and Ike thing continually being brought up.
Yeah, why is that still? It was an okay question.
We talked to him for 20 minutes.
No, I know.
I think it's people know that it sticks in our crawl. Like they
text
won't let
line's
it go.
Obsessed with that thing.
Yeah, they won't let it go.
Yeah,
he likes candy. All right, what's next?
What? The Delaware Valley trying to decipher the ships versus boats discussion.
Once a month, we debate ships versus boats.
Yeah,
and that's our first great argument that we won't give up.
No, nope.
Like, yeah,
no. I could let it go for. Sometimes I want to see how long are they going to do this, and then everyone's all be like, you know, I kind of agree with Jack. Just to keep it going a little bit. What's next?
This whole thing with picks moving up and down is a complete media creation. Spike less than 5 minutes after doing a made-up top three full of scrubs.
All I said,
Dylan Gabriel, number one,
is that the reality of guys aren't actually going up and down draft boards. Right. People are finding out information about where they thought they would be as to where they really are. But it's not like a player.
They didn't do anything to go.
No, they weren't going 14 a week ago, and now they're going 35. Right. You thought they were going to go 14.
Right.
Don't insult the YouTube big board. What's next?
Never does Jack have more disdain in his voice than when someone is speaking highly of Jalen Hurts. Until today, in the 20 or so seconds after he found out Elliot got Brian Dawkins on his podcast. Mike in Havertown.
That was shocking.
It was shocking. He's like, oh yeah, we have Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, maybe
we
should plug that earlier.
Yes.
You know, he's only Brian Dawkins.
The number one thing he's plugging is my 7-round mock
is
tomorrow.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, he slipped it at the end that he had it's Brian Dawkins.
That wasn't important to him. No. Yeah, well,
and that tells you, because again, Elliot doesn't remember anything before 2010.
Who's Brian Dawkins again?
Yeah, I know. He's almost 40, right?
Yep.
He's barreling towards 40.
Yep.
And they did a draft of like the best team. So 04, that's 17, 22, and this last team. And he said in the fake draft that him, Seltzer, and Tucker did, he's like, I don't have any recollection of the 04 defense. How is that possible? I have recollection of the 04 defense. Now, barely, but still, not barely, enough.
Well,
but
you were 10 years old.
Yeah, I was 10.
Yeah.
He was in high school.
Elliot, right. Elliot would have defended letting Brian Dawkins go to the Broncos.
No, I know. Justin wasn't even born
yet.
Bad,
so, yeah. That's tough for me to take, man.
No, I know.
Justin wasn't born? He's got to be like, he's out of college, right?
He's got to be 21, right?
Yeah.
No, he's born in 2000. Yeah, I'm spreading fakeness.
All right, so he was born in the 2000s.
Yes.
That was Ike's third year in the league.
Oh, God, yes. Yep. My goodness.
Yeah. depressing for all of us. What's next?
Can I just go walk myself? Ribble at 4:45 in the morning, already tired of Spike's sports takes.
Yeah, Rebel's up with you.
Yes.
You're like, yeah. How do you like this guy, Rebel? What do you think?
Yep.
Grinding offensive lineman at 4:30.
It scampers back upstairs. Like, I'm going to bed with mom. What's next?
It actually does matter when you score your points, Spike. Tasty Cake Dom bringing up the Sixers, blowing a 26-point lead to the Celtics.
All right, Jack, you have leading off coming up next?
Of course, and I don't think I'm going to have to do on deck tonight. So we're all connected and we're all good to go.
I heard about that.
That was my big break, though.
Hey, man, that was an extra half hour of you, man.
Well, we'll say. My voice perked up a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to talk about some worm action. Everything was fine from 6:35 till about 6:50.
Yeah, right.
He was an employee.
Yes.
He was a Phillies employee.
I truly believe in the Phillies. This is on deck.
Yes.
Everything's
I'm Jack.
Everything's great.
Did you see all the runs they scored versus the Marlins?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Leading off is next. We will be back with you tomorrow after the Phils-Mets finale. And we will, the series
weird
went like that way.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.